this morning is what the baby in the manger's feet looked like. Now, you might think about our Lord's feet on Maundy Thursday as they remain dirty while he washes those feet of his disciples. Or you might think about his feet on Good Friday as those nails are hammered through, piercing those feet. You might even think of on Easter morning with a famous painting of Mary Magdalene clutching to his feet. But our Lord's feet in the Nativity? I don't think so. Yet here we have these words from Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Of course, that we know in the Christmas story, it's the angels announcing to the shepherds, as I just told the children here a moment ago, that he has good news of great joy for all nations. But I don't think Isaiah is necessarily talking about the angels' feet in this passage. I think he's talking about Jesus. Because you see, Jesus is the good news and the messenger. The imagery that Isaiah has is that of a herald coming down the mountain announcing conquest, victory for the nation. Because what Isaiah saw was in the distance, he saw in that distance a word of triumph. Thus, on this morning, as we consider that baby's feet, we see that they are beautiful. They are the feet of God Himself in human flesh, and they are heralding the best news of all time. The herald's message is introduced with a pair of couplets. First, he says he brings good news, he publishes peace. And then he says he brings good news of happiness and publishes salvation. I hope you can sense how this is building up toward a crescendo as the messenger gets closer and closer. This good news that is brought by the one with beautiful feet is good news of peace. But what kind of peace is it? Is it unsettled, uneasy peace? Is it shallow or temporary peace? No, he says, this peace comes from the good news of happiness. And again, we can hear the angel's message being echoing what Isaiah has to say. As the angel said, we have good news of great joy that will be for all nations. The herald, that messenger, the good news brings great joy. But remember, the herald of which Isaiah speaks is not the angel necessary. And why, we ask, does this message have such great joy? Well, the good news that the herald publishes is that of salvation, rescue, safety, enduring peace, great joy that has no end. And all of this is leading up to that crescendo where the one with beautiful feet announces to God's people, your God reigns. Our God reigns. Isaiah sees it in the distance. The angels announce its arrival, and we live in it today. Although, truth be told, it's all the same reality. The reign of God is an eternal reign. His is an eternal kingdom, which means not only that it has no end, but it has no beginning either. God's kingdom comes to creation in three stages, three ages. First comes a time of Old Testament history, starting with Genesis 1 and continuing all the way through Malachi. The entire time, God is in control. God reigns throughout the Old Testament, though many times I admit it's pretty difficult to see. Then comes the event that we're here celebrating today, Christmas. The birth of Christ introduces the new age, otherwise known as the last times or the latter days. In this age, we see a little more clearly how unique this kingdom of God is. This age is introduced by the beautiful feet of a baby. As time goes on, those beautiful feet travel the countryside as a servant. And wherever he travels, he publishes peace. He brings the good news of happiness to the lame and the poor and many, many others. His feet are later pierced by those nails as this reigning king is killed, dies. And in this act, along with his resurrection, he publishes salvation for you and me and all. This, my friends, is the age in which we currently live today. And we can look back and note that our vision of our God reigning is much clearer than that vision that Isaiah had way back then. And our understanding of it is much better, I believe, as well. Yet it is also important to note, through both ages, our God and his reign are the same. We also note that there is one more age yet to come. For even in this new age, Paul reminds us, now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now we know in part, but then we shall know fully, even as we have been fully known. In that age to come, all of our doubts, all of our questions, all of our uncertainties and fears will be gone. Yet we note that the reality remains the same. Our God reigns. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His peace is ours today. The good news of great joy is ours today. His salvation is published for all to receive today. And though we live by faith and not by sight, we know that we have already been rescued, that we currently live in complete safety. We have enduring peace, and we've been given joy that has no end. That, my friends, is why those feet in the manger are such beautiful feet. They herald God's reign to us. They deliver his kingdom to us and our world, assuring us that even though we have it all right now, the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of our Lord's reign keep all of our hearts and minds with Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.